VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Federal prosecutors on Monday unsealed two separate indictments against China's Huawei Technologies, its chief financial officer, and several affiliates for financial fraud and theft of American intellectual property. In an indictment unsealed in federal court in Brooklyn, New York, prosecutors charged the Chinese tech giant, its top financial officer, and two affiliates with violating U.S. sanctions on Iran. FBI Director Christopher Wray.
In pursuit of their commercial ambitions, Huawei relied on dishonest business practices that contradict the very economic principles that have allowed American companies and the United States to thrive. And there is no place, none, for this kind of criminal behavior in our country or in any other committed to the rule of law.
The announcement comes amid trade tensions between the United States and China and stepped-up U.S. scrutiny of Chinese economic espionage. The Trump administration is imposing sanctions on Venezuela's state-run oil company, saying it wants to preserve the assets for the Venezuelan people. At the White House on Monday, National Security Advisor John Bolton said Venezuelans have had enough of oppression and economic hardship caused by President Nicolas Maduro and his regime. Canada's Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland announced Monday that Canada will host an urgent meeting of the Lima Group to talk about the political crisis in Venezuela. The group will meet in Ottawa on February 4th. It includes Canada and 13 Latin American countries. Among the topics up for discussion, how to support the opposition leader Juan Guaido, who has declared himself the interim president of Venezuela. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is warning European countries that it is watching their efforts to maintain trade with Iran despite renewed U.S. sanctions. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Germany's foreign minister says the European Union is on the verge of setting up a payments channel that would sidestep the Iran sanctions Washington imposed when it withdrew from the six-party Iran nuclear deal last year. A senior administration official told the AP the U.S. will enforce its sanctions. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the Europeans will have to choose whether they want to trade with Iran or the United States. Iran has been in compliance with the agreement, but the president has been sharply critical of the deal, complaining it doesn't address Tehran's ballistic missile program or its support for regional militant groups.
The U.S. Special Representative for Afghan Reconciliation is urging direct talks between the Taliban and the government in Kabul. Zalmay Khalilzad told the New York Times in Kabul that the deal framework would have to be fleshed out before it becomes an agreement. He stressed the Taliban has committed to our satisfaction to do what's necessary that would prevent Afghanistan from ever becoming a platform for international terrorist groups or individuals. Turkey's foreign minister on Monday met with a UN judicial expert investigating the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The investigator will be in Turkey until Saturday for a series of meetings, including one with Istanbul's chief prosecutor. The Saudi officials, however, have not confirmed whether they have responded to the investigator's request to meet the Saudi ambassador in Turkey and to visit Saudi Arabia. Hundreds of thousands of American government employees returned to work Monday after almost 5 weeks of being home. Some of them fear they could experience another shutdown, that is, in the next few weeks. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas.
President Trump puts the odds of congressional negotiators crafting a deal to end the standoff over a border wall at less than 50-50. Trump tells the Wall Street Journal he really doesn't think they'll strike a deal he'd accept, and he's pledging to build a wall either way, using executive powers to declare a national emergency if necessary. Asked whether he thought the president was willing to go through a second shutdown, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney told CBS's Face the Nation,
"Yeah, I think he actually is."
The spending bill Trump signed Friday funds the shuttered agencies only until February 15th.
Facebook is tightening up requirements for political ads in the European Union in advance of bloc-wide elections scheduled for the spring. It's the latest effort by the company to fight misinformation on its platforms. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.